904. Philadelphia City Council plans a hearing to review the use of reassignment rooms in city schools. Those are offices where school staffers are assigned when they are being investigated for misconduct. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
They're sometimes called the rubber room, but their official title is reassignment room within the School District of Philadelphia. Councilmember Isaiah Thomas, who introduced a resolution to reevaluate their use, explained what rubber rooms are.
There's a place where teachers, administrators, climate staff are asked to go to at the school district building when they've been accused of something specifically, and the slang term for it is the quote-unquote rubber room.
Thomas says he wants to review the practice not because of the need for the reassignment room or the investigation, but because of how long teachers and other district staff are kept there.
We're looking at the fact that sometimes people can be in this space for up to 3 years, right? And think about a teacher making $100,000 a year plus benefits sitting there for 3 years.
Councilmember Thomas said he wants to find out how much money is being wasted and hopefully find a way to streamline the process. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
The Philadelphia Eagles are headed to Super Bowl 59 along with the Kansas City Chiefs. Birds fans packed Lincoln Financial Field Sunday to witness their team dominate the Washington Commanders 55-23 and win the NFC Championship. Morgan Montgomery has been an Eagles fan ever since she was a little kid.
Boys, stay focused. You got this. We're bringing it home. We're going to New Orleans, and we're going to bring that trophy back home.
Super Bowl 59 takes place on Sunday, February 9th. It's a rematch of the Eagles and Chiefs, who last met up in the big game in 2023. The Chiefs beat the Birds at that point, 38-35. Libraries in Philadelphia frequently close due to short staffing. Another big reason is broken heating. Last year, 29 Philly libraries closed at some point because of heating issues. That's more than half of the Free Library's total branches. Widener Library in North Philadelphia was designated a warming center during the cold snap last week until it was forced to close for a day because of issues with its heater. Fliette Newell visits Widener to check out books with her young granddaughter. She says it's also a place where people can keep warm.
For homeless people or people elderly waiting on the bus, or sometimes when they have crime in our community and you need somewhere safe, you can go to the library and they make sure we're safe.
A Free Library spokesperson says many branches have older HVAC systems with parts that are hard to source. He says the Free Library is working on replacing them with the goal of keeping all libraries open, safe, and fully staffed. Also in sports, those Flyers, they are hosting the Devils tonight, and we have a beautiful day ahead of us with lots of bright skies, sunshine, and 42 degrees, and a wind 10 to 15 miles an hour in